Evening, President Obama today defended his level of response to Russian hacking aimed at influencing the election, while for the first time appearing to directly point a finger of blame at Vladimir Putin. The White House blew the whistle on the hack in October without great detail. Today, acknowledging some of what we reported exclusively this week, the president said that at the time he wanted to play the information straight in the midst of a hyper-partisan election. But NBC News has learned some details of secret operations to thwart further Russian meddling. Our chief investigative correspondent, Cynthia McFadden, has more tonight.
NBC News broke the news this week that Russian President Vladimir Putin directed Russia's meddling into the U.S. election. And this afternoon, President Obama all but confirmed it.
Not much happens in Russia without Vladimir Putin.
What he declined to say was whether Hillary Clinton lost because of the Russian meddling.
I'm going to let all the political pundits in this town have a long discussion about what happened in the election.
Officials tell NBC News that the nation's intelligence agencies all agree seeing Donald Trump elected became one of Russia's motives, along with undermining confidence in the U.S. election. While President Obama tried to reassure the country today, his administration took appropriate steps to warn Russia off.
I think we handled it the way it should have been handled.
He has still declined to give specifics about what the U.S. did to protect the nation around the election. But tonight, NBC News can report that at least a half dozen clandestine actions were taken by the U.S. to ensure the integrity of the voting process itself. According to a senior intelligence official with direct knowledge of these operations, for the first time in American history, hundreds of military and intelligence cyber experts who work out of top secret facilities, including underground bunkers, monitored real-time intelligence and cyber traffic regarding the election.